You know what threatens your generosity? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Years ago, a friend in China told me the greatest danger for the church there was affluence. He explained that prosperity makes life much easier and frees money to spread God's word, but it demands time, attention, and energy. In Deuteronomy 8, God warned the Israelites that they would be tempted to forget Him when they experienced economic prosperity. He said, "Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments and His rules and His statutes. Beware lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.' You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth. But we forget, and we suffer the dangerous effects of affluence. First, we easily accept a life of indulgence as normal. Our focus on worldly success dulls our perception of God's direction and purpose for our lives. We adopt an attitude of superiority and grow indifferent toward the needs of others. Our indifference is usually passive. It's not that we don't care. It's that we don't personally interact with the poor. It's unfortunate that those in need are the most sensitive to the needs of others. Real abundance is found in having the right relationship with God, with a community of believers, your family and friends, and with money. So if money or the pursuit of it controls your life, it's time to repent and make God your authority. Hold money loosely, because it's all His. This will set you free to truly experience the abundant life. And that's where you'll find the joy in giving. If you're struggling with financial faithfulness, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976. Or visit online at crown.org. That's crown.org.